Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 29th, I hope you're well. Coming up, three Irish people killed after a road crash in Spain. Government leaders to meet tonight to discuss fuel prices and tens of thousands of people still missing after Venezuela earthquakes. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, three Irish citizens have died in a road collision in southern Spain. A fourth Irish person was seriously injured in the collision, which happened near Malaga. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance to the families affected, while the circumstances of the crash are being investigated by Spanish authorities. Coalition party leaders will meet tonight to discuss whether to end excise duty cuts to petrol and diesel. At the moment, the price of diesel is set to rise by 32 cent a litre and petrol by 27 cent when the cost of living cuts expire at the end of July. Both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have said there won't be any cliff edge cut-off for businesses and consumers. Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and independent Sean Canny will meet later to decide how long cuts to excise will extend beyond July and at what rate. Tens of thousands of people are still missing in Venezuela after twin earthquakes struck the country last Wednesday. Over 1,400 people have died. Humanitarian workers said the window to finding survivors under the rubble is rapidly closing. Foreign rescue workers, sniffer dogs and satellites have been drafted in to help. Carol Basim from the International Medical Corps says the country is under enormous strain.
The situation is extremely serious, so hospitals are under huge pressure. Our focus is immediately on life-saving, helping overwhelmed health facilities, providing essential medicines, medical supplies, supporting access to clean water.
Fresh talks between the US and Iran are expected to take place after tit-for-tat strikes over the weekend strained the already fragile peace framework. Meanwhile, a US brokered security plan has set out a phased withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanon. Last night, the IDF claimed to have destroyed an extensive underground tunnel network used by Hezbollah in the south of Lebanon. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, has been defending their actions.
The ones who are violating Lebanon's sovereignty are Iran and Hezbollah. Peace is tied to freeing Lebanon from the de facto Iranian occupation under which it has lived for decades.
Security efforts are being ramped up as Ireland gets ready to take over the presidency of the Council of the EU from Wednesday. The state is taking steps to protect the skies and the waters to ensure political leaders are safe when they arrive at Dublin Airport. New armoured civilian vehicles will be used to protect dignitaries when they travel around. Security and defence analyst Declan Power says Gardaí will be protecting them.
Most people are aware of the Garda-led activities on the ground in Ireland, and they will be the most important ones with regards to VIP protection. They'll be responsible for ferrying the various dignitaries and political leaders from A to B, particularly during the summit meetings, and doing the various checks.
A law letting people delay retirement and work until 66 is taking effect today. It creates new rights for workers who want to continue working beyond a contractual retirement age of 65, below the state pension age. It also brings new legal obligations for employers, particularly how they respond to staff who don't want to retire. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions Social Policy Officer, Dr. Laura Bambrick, says the legislation is a good move.
This is about giving workers who want to or need to keep working for longer the choice to do so. And it recognises the difference between workers' ability to work and the different types of work that we do. And it's a much better alternative than pushing up the pension age for everyone.
Survivors of the Bessborough mother and baby home in Cork say they're ready to chain themselves to diggers to prevent apartments being built on the site. Hundreds of people joined a vigil on the grounds yesterday in memory of the women and children who died there. Planning permission has already been granted for the development, but appeals will be decided next month. Reporter Donal O'Keefe was at the vigil. He says campaigners are prepared to take direct action.
More than 250 people gathered in Cork on Sunday, among them several Oireachtas members and city council members. And they heard that survivors will not stand idly by if planning is upheld and construction begins on the site. Some survivors said they're willing to chain themselves to diggers to prevent that development going ahead.
The Taoiseach will tell a conference today, building a united Ireland will never be a short-term, quick-fix task. Micheál Martin will address the fifth Shared Island Forum, saying there's a need for strategic thinking and investment in North-South projects. He'll point to the €1 billion earmarked for projects from the government as a sign of this progress, while the Taoiseach will also tell delegates the legacy of the Troubles is causing immense ongoing challenges for Northern Ireland, including in residual paramilitarism. The government is being accused of trying to rush through major climate-related legislation through the Dáil this week with too little scrutiny. Friends of the Earth say two bills, one linked to a proposed LNG terminal and another lifting Dublin Airport's passenger cap, are due to be pushed through tomorrow with just 2 hours of debate. The government says the legislation is needed to support energy security and airport capacity, but Friends of the Earth Ireland CEO Deirdre Duffy says both measures could have major consequences for emissions, public spending and local communities and deserve a bigger conversation.
Our view is that these are so serious, these bills, that they should be debated properly. And let's talk about them and see what the consequences are. And if they go through, while we mightn't be happy if they go through, at least they would be debated properly.
And in sport, in GAA, fixture details have been confirmed for the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-finals. All matches will be played in Croke Park. First up on Saturday, July 11th, is Louth versus Mayo at 6 p.m. That's followed by Dublin against Kerry on Sunday, the 12th of July at 4 p.m. The Talton Cup is also on that weekend, as Down take on Wicklow at 3:30 on Saturday, the 11th of July. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.